This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The brother of rescued hostage Quad Farhan al-Qaadi was reunited with him on Tuesday. He told reporters, "Thanks to the people who prayed for us, that spoke to the whole world, to all the good people in the world." The 52-year-old is one of 8 hostages to be rescued alive and was the first to be rescued from underground, according to the Israeli military. Al-Qaadi was one of 8 members of Israel's Arab Bedouin minority abducted on October 7th. He was working as a guard at a packing factory in one of several farming communities that came under attack. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky revealed on Tuesday he has a plan he wants to present to U.S. President Joe Biden, which he believes will end the war with Russia. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan reports.
There was no indication of what the next steps would be, but he said he was hoping to attend the UN General Assembly in New York in September and that he was preparing to meet Biden. The comments come as several people are dead and multiple injured after Russia continued major missile and drone attacks across Ukraine regions for a second day, officials said on Tuesday, a day after Russia pummeled Ukrainian energy infrastructure with more than 200 missiles and drones on Monday in its biggest air attack of the war. While Tuesday's barrage was smaller in the capital Kyiv, the military administration said air defenses shot down all incoming targets aimed at the city.
Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. Russia fired dozens of missiles and drones across Ukraine for a second day, but Ukraine's president says some were shot down by Western-supplied F-16 fighter jets before they reached their targets. It's the apparent first use by Ukraine of the F-16s to shoot down a missile. This is VO.